Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Let me say this. John McCain was poo-pooing people who said, attacking her. We're not attacking.
So I don't see, you know, any amendment here.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Fire rescue.
Okay, hurry up. My mom.
I'm calling on Congress to consider a new program to provide incentives for consumers who retrofit their homes.
And yesterday's positive report card shows children do learn.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show where reality is the bitch, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. Through the looking glass we go each and every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Coming up later on tonight, we have Jack Armstrong who will be talking with us about the health care plan as it is either bogged down or it is, you know, full steam ahead. Nobody knows. Nobody can possibly interpret what's going on there. So we'll be talking with him next hour. This hour, we are going to be bringing on Pastor William Renick to discuss more on the cultural and the moral ramifications of the behavior of Tiger Woods. Pastor Renick is the head pastor at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, and he's been a frequent contributor to our program on matters having to do with religion and spirituality and morality. And Pastor Renick, welcome to the program. Thanks for being back.
I'm always very much appreciative of your giving us an opportunity to talk on your program. I do appreciate that.
So Tiger Woods, here is a young man who is a phenomenal athlete. He is a famous individual because he's famous not because he's brought so many people to the sport of golf, but his great play has, and that has resulted in his fame, and obviously it's resulted in a great deal more than that. He's an attractive young guy, and he is getting ripped. He's getting ripped the new one, if you'll pardon the expression, Pastor Renick, about this recent revelation, series of revelations about his behavior. What do you think, if any, is the impact? Is there a negative impact? You're an African-American man, and you have a great many African-Americans in your church, especially young people. Is there a negative kind of an impact there?
Well, so first of all, let me say, I have a congregation of some 1,200 people. Joyful Union is a multiracial church. We've got all kinds of people that come to our church. We've got professional people. We've got laborers. We've got mothers, we got fathers, we got grandparents, we got a great many senior citizens that come to our church. We got a lot of young people. And I know that Tiger Woods is, as you said, very popular among young people because of his age and because of his great talent. There's no denying the great talent this young man has. But I think that we stand in judgment sometimes and we don't listen to what it was that God said through his son, Jesus Christ. Again, I'm speaking now a Christian point of view.
Right.
Which is that God said, cast the beam from thine own eye before you judge. Now, that is not to say that I don't have the right, especially in my position as a shepherd of a flock at a church, to speak on matters of spirituality and morality when it comes to a prominent individual in our country. Tiger Woods is going to be judged by God.
Yeah.
Only one man going to judge Tiger Woods, not even a man. God's going to judge Tiger Woods.
Right.
God Almighty is going to judge Tiger Woods. Where I find a level of discomfort with Tiger Woods is not that he's a young man. He's a young man. And, you know, the Bible says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, and I played the games of a child. You know, now that I'm a man, I put away childish things.
Right. But you're saying that Tiger Woods is still a child?
Tiger Woods is still acting as a child. But I don't think it is something that we damn a man for. You know, I'm going to stand there and say, Tiger Woods, if I were God, I hope you burn in hell. I'm not saying about Tiger Woods. But in my perspective, where he has violated God's plan, is the fact he's running with all these white women. That's 11 white women, I believe I heard you said 11 white women.
There are 11, according to the news story, 11 women. I guess, yeah, they're all white. I don't know for sure.
When I heard the news, I heard that they're 11 white women. This troubled me, and I'll tell you what. It's got nothing to do with racism. It's got nothing to do with racism. Tiger Woods is a symbol. He's also a man a community, black community, looks to. He's a man who was broken into a sport that traditionally there wouldn't have any black people in this sport. Tiger Woods, through his very earnest and very honest effort, had made a name, made a way for black people in this sport. Tiger Woods represents that. And he's a young man. He's got a lot of money. He has a great deal of influence. And he is all these white women he's got. This is not good for a young black man.
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you say?
Hold on for a minute, because I want to finish what I'm saying. And then I'll list the question, Phil. I don't mean to be rude.
Go ahead, but you say it's not good for a young black man.
I think it's poison for a young black man at his age with the kind of money that he's got. You give a black man a lot of money, and you give him 11 white women. I'm not trying to. Please understand that I'm not saying anything against good women, no matter what color they are. But a black man, a young black man with a lot of money, is one thing. A young black man with a lot of money, that's one thing. A young black man with a string of white women. Well, you're begging for it.
And what are you begging for?
You look at the problem the young man's got right now. You don't think that all this is because of the fact you got 11 women. Now, let me tell you something.
But Pastor Renick, you're introducing a racial element here.
No, I'm not introducing a racial element. Please listen to me. I'm not introducing a racial element. I'm talking about stuff. This is a basic question of pride in the community and a basic question of religion. You know, the Bible tells us that it is not so much adultery that is a sin. The Bible tells us that adultery is not so much the sin as laying down with a white woman that is the sin.
And where does the Bible say that?
The Bible says they're talking about adultery, the sin of adultery.
Yeah, but I've never said that laying down with a white woman.
No, the Bible says if you look at the interpretation culturally, from the standpoint of our society in the modern time, it's not adultery that's a sin because what you might call adultery, another man said it's part of my marriage. You know, what if you got an open marriage? It is, the Bible tells us, don't you lay down with a white woman. And one of the things I have to preface what I'm going to say because I don't want to offend people, but the diseases that a lot of these whites carry, and forgive me, Phil.
Oh, no, but Pastor Renick, I got to ask you to hold on for a minute because you've said a whole lot of stuff here.
No, but are you listening to what I'm saying?
I am, sir.
Well, you're interrupting. I want to finish what I'm saying. I'll be happy to answer any questions. When you lay down with a white woman, you understand? Now,
you said one thing. You said a string of white, a young black man with a lot of money and 11 white women. What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? What that means, you got a young man who is breaking away from a stereotype of being a black man. Now he has got money. Tiger Woods can do anything he wants. He can go anywhere he wants.
Okay.
He can play any sport he wants. Tiger Woods got enough money that he could give up golf, give himself lessons in hockey, and I bet you money that within 3-4 years, Tiger would be in that that hockey league they got. You know, I mean that's how wealthy this man is. Now, what does he do? He does what every single brother that I can think of. When I say brother, I mean black man. Not every single one, but an overwhelming majority. As soon as they get a lot of money. And they pull themselves up out of that world they grew up in. You know, it might be lower middle class, poverty, or just middle class. They pull themselves out of that black world they came from. Now they're going to get themselves a white woman. The man is going to get a white. And my point is that does not show respect for the community that you come from. It doesn't show respect for the person you are. Because if you lay down with a white woman, the Bible will tell us.
The Bible doesn't say anything about laying down with a white woman.
The Bible tells us that adultery is a sin if it's against your wife. See, but if you let me ask you something, what if you've got a wife but she says it's all right for you to do what you do? Then that's not adultery, is it? So we have to expand the definition of adultery. And in the modern term, adultery is laying down with some of the, you know, the diseases alone. I mean, that's the price, that's what the price of admission right there, the disease alone.
And I don't know what you mean by the diseases. You're saying that white women...
There are certain diseases that white women carry that a black man... and that's why I was very, very, very...
Hold on for a minute. What diseases are you talking about?
I'm saying that they are... a white man is not going to give him nothing. A white man, he might get a herpes or something like this. But the white woman give it to a black man, he could strangle. His tongue could swell up in his head. I don't know. I looked at a medical journal. And
are you saying that there are diseases that a white woman has that if she passes it to, you mean herpes?
That's the disease I'm talking about. To a white man, that's just going to be herpes, like a pimple on your butt or something like that. Excuse me for saying that, but that, you know, that's what it is.
No, well, we don't have to get graphic, all right?
No, I'm not going to get graphic. But a black man, she passed it on to him. And the thing that I read in the journal, the medical journal, is his brain could begin to swell in his skull.
The same virus.
That is part of the medical literature that I was reading. But the point that I'm saying is that there is a very, very difficult road. I interpret Proverbs 6:32 as saying, laying down with a white woman will destroy your soul. It's very clear to me that laying down a white woman is a sin.
If you're a black man.
If you're a black man, yeah. You lay down with a white. And not only are you going to wait, do you get to heaven, God said that you committed a sin, but you get some kind of a scab or something that's on your thigh. You know, in the public, particularly the black community, should speak out against Tiger Woods for the sin of laying down a white. The focus shouldn't be on adultery, but on the interracial sexual sinning. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, you're saying something very unusual for any man of the cloth, especially one who is a Christian. You're saying that Tiger Woods hasn't committed any sin per se, except the fact that it's all white women.
Well, look at Eugene Robinson. I'm not alone in this. Eugene Robinson wrote the Washington Post. He said, you know, you can say what you want about Tiger Woods. How come 11 whites? You know, you think you maybe work a black woman in there somewhere along the line? Man, I understand a young man who's been going out with black girls his whole life. And suddenly he got enough money. He said, you know something, I'm going to try me work a white woman in there. I can understand that. I've done that. God have mercy on my soul. I've done that. And the sexual tension that I still feel to this day, you know. McLaren and I had a problem. I went out. It was all white women. All white women all the time, you know. But that's only because I had not tasted that fruit. You know, but that's like the fruit from the tree that the snake, you know, in the Garden of Eden. That's what that was, you know. Adam was a black man, you know. You know that?
You know, Pastor, you're going to start laying some weird stuff on me about...
No, they're not weird. The interpretation is that Adam might as well have been a black man, and a white woman saying, why don't you have some of the apples?
So what you're basically saying to me here is the following thing. That it isn't so bad that Tiger Woods has slept with 11 different women on his wife.
That is bad, Phil, but I leave the sin up to God. I leave that judgment of that up to God.
That isn't so much that he did that. It's that they were all white women, and that breaks the black community apart. And the Bible says don't lay down with a white woman.
In terms of that, you know, you're making a big thing out of this. In terms of the contemporary cultural interpretation, yes. But I'm saying the focus should not be on the adultery, but on the fact that he lay down with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 whites. And he never once said, I think I need to work in a black woman here. I think I need to work in, you know, God have mercy on my soul. I owe it to my community to fit one in. But he never did that. You hear what I'm saying? He never did that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. By the time he got to number 5, you think he'd say, holy God, I got to work in at least one black woman. God have mercy on my soul. I'm looking at Halle Berry on TV. You know, Tiger, we could have called her up and said, I'm on my 5th white woman. I think I'll work in Halle Berry. But you know what? This is the point.
No, you're making a lot of very strange points. Hold the line. Pastor William Renick on the line with us here as we talk about Tiger Woods and... Tiger Woods' infidelity, it isn't so much the infidelity, it was the consistent infidelity with women not of his race, with white women. and that in the pastor's interpretation of the Bible, the sin is not so much the adultery as it is laying down with the white woman. 877-876-PHIL, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I think the pastor said the black community should speak out against Tiger Woods. We'll be right back with Pastor William Rennick, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Rennick is on the line with us from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. We've been talking with the pastor about the moral implications, especially among young people, of Tiger Woods' behavior. And you know, Pastor, that you're going to get people saying to you, in no uncertain terms, that you are being racist when you say that Tiger Woods is sleeping with too many white women.
I'm not a racist. You know I'm not a racist. I love everybody. I believe in the gospel according to Jesus Christ. But Tiger Woods is a young black man that comes into all his money. He moved down to, country club in Florida. Now, he's down there in a gated community, you know. And he got all his money. The first thing he does, I mean, before he brushes his teeth in the first thing he does before he gets up and checks to see what he's going to wear in the morning, he got himself a white woman. Right out, got himself a white woman. I'm saying to you, and I tell the young people in my church, I tell our young black men, you have got to be careful. Don't let it. You know, you're going to get old enough and a white woman going to throw herself at you. And you've got to be strong because the power, you know, of the white woman on a black man is very, very powerful. And if you ever saw a movie, I love the movie so very much, Lord of the Rings. You ever see this movie, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
In the movie, that eye that was looking at all the hobbits, you see that eye that looked at everything?
Yeah. You mean the tower?
Yeah, the tower. The white woman is like the eye, that eyeball looking at all the white men, looking at all the black men. And that's not racist. What I'm saying is the Bible tells us you don't lay down with a white woman when you can work in a black woman. That's all I'm saying. Work one in. That's all I'm trying to say.
877-876-PHIL. There might be some things that I'm missing in the interpretation here. I don't know. Let's go to a phone call. We have Linda in Newport News, Virginia. Linda, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead.
First of all, I think you are racist. I am a black woman, and it doesn't matter what color he slept with, he committed adultery.
Sister, I'm not. Don't you feel that the man, you got 11 white women in a row. That doesn't sting?
You want to know what? A lot of white women do things that black women won't do. So maybe that's why he went that away. But you are very racist. It's nowhere in that Bible
that's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I agree.
Wait a minute. I listen to you talk, so listen to me.
I know, but I agree.
Nowhere in that Bible, because I read it in and out, and my husband is a pastor, is nowhere in that Bible that nobody can't lay with the different race. What it says, unequally yoked, and that means a Christian person do not go out there and mess with a non-Christian person. And that's another point. What do you think that
point.
He's going to do and he's not even saved? Have
a nice young man. That young man is laying down with a white woman.
It
the Bible tells you don't lay down with a white.
Can't
lay down with that white.
He's not saved.
But you said a non-Christian. Didn't you say a non-Christian? You said non-Christian. And you know, you said it very well. You said that white women, them white women are going to do some.
He's out there doing it.
Yeah, but them white
women. Doing it. So it doesn't matter.
Young lady, I just want to make one point with you. That's all. These white women, and you said it, these white women do things. You know, all that nasty, that ping pong ball, everything. They do that. You're right.
Okay, come on.
It don't have nothing to do with that. Some people's sexual preference is different from others. They might do a little more than us black people.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But if that's what he likes and enjoy, that's fine with him. But I'm saying that a white woman... Black women do the same thing. They run out there and run behind men with money and black woman taking their money from them.
Well, you can't blame a black woman going with a white man because he's going to show, you know, I mean, let's face it, you know.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on. You know which side of the bread the butter's on. I'm just saying, the young lady said something that I want to make a comment on.
Well, we got to take a break. Linda, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Renick on the behavior of Tiger Woods. Is he, you know, committing a sin sleeping with white women? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking with Pastor William Renick this evening about Tiger Woods. And we're discussing the effect of his actions on people. You know, I said earlier that the guy's a golfer, and we're going to take some more phone calls, by the way, 877-876-PHIL, but I wanted to get to this with you, Pastor. I said earlier he's a golfer, and what he does should not matter. You say that what he does matter, but not in the sense that any of us would think. You say it is his interracial dating.
I did not say interracial dating. I didn't say that at all.
Well, you're saying that the fact that he's with white women.
I told him, let me say something to you, Phil. I told a joke in church on Sunday. We were having a service, 10 o'clock service. And I've given a homily, and I said, Tiger Woods. I said, if all our white women were bass, he'd be over the limit. And the people laughed. They liked it. You know why they laughed? Because my congregation, they understand. This man way over the limit. Now, he got himself asked the question.
What has that got to do, though, with you saying the Bible says you don't lay down with white women?
The Bible is very, in Deuteronomy, let me find it here. What you looking for? I'm looking for my Bible. Right here. Claire's here, Phil.
Would you please tell her I said hello?
Phil Embry. Hello, Phil.
Clara, how are you, dear?
Well, in Deuteronomy, it says, it is right here. Deuteronomy 7:3-4 speaks out against interracial marriage very clear. Now, that's speaking out against interracial marriage, per se, but about a black man, to get himself so many white women that you begin to ask yourself that there's something wrong. You know, if man go through 11 white women, and there's not a black woman there, and you ask, is this man ever going to work a black one in, or is he trying to, and excuse my language, but I speak very clearly in the pulpit as well, is he going to work a black woman in, or is he trying to piss me off?
Well, that's the thing. Are you angry that he's not going out with there wasn't a black woman there?
Let me tell you something. Okay, he was asked by a reporter, and they said, did you guys get any black women? Did you go out with a black woman? And he said, I've got a Caliqua Moquin. And this dumb redneck reporter he talked to said, okay, well, it turned out Caliqua Moquin ain't no black woman. It's a white woman with a black woman's name. And Woods thinks this is funny. So now what I'm saying is
he's saying Tiger's playing games?
He's playing games. He thinks the whole thing's a big laugh riot. Oh, yeah, I'm going out with a black woman, Caliqua Moquin. And it's going, well, it sounds good. Because you know, I don't mean anything about white people. You know how rednecks, so many rednecks are. They say, well, Caliqua Moquin, that sounds black enough to me. They don't even bother to go get a picture of the woman and find out she's Lily White. See what I'm saying?
Well, Pat.
I mean, I'm telling you, she is Casper the Friendly Ghost. And in there, because her name is Caliqua, he figured, well, hell, maybe she albino or something, you know. And Woods think this is funny. I said to this young man, Tiger Woods, let me tell you something, young man. I know you got a lot of money. You all this string of white women, boom, 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 all the way down the line. You know, I understand, but I'm telling you, it's poison. White women are poison for black men, because what they're gonna do is they'll say, well, hell, I got me a jungle fever, you know. And on top of that, he's got money. Now that's double trouble, friend.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Renick with us here on our program. Always an interesting time, Pastor. I'll give you that much. In Fargo, North Dakota, here's Benny. Benny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I don't get it. I'm listening to this, and I don't get it. If I, as a white guy, were to come out on the radio and say what Tiger Woods did was wrong because of all these white women, they would run me out of town. I'd be called a racist and a bigot, and I'd have everybody coming down on me.
No, you wouldn't. If you said Tiger Woods, what he done is disrespecting the black community, people wouldn't run you out. People wouldn't run you out. They'd agree with you.
They would.
If you come on, you say Tiger Woods shouldn't be with white women because I don't like a black man with white women. Well, that's one thing. I'm saying I don't think he should be with these whites because it breaks the black community apart. And plus, forgive me, but there are diseases that these whites carry that they're going to have.
That's obscene. Where do you get this from? That's
what do you think that's funny? You think it's funny, huh?
I don't think it's funny.
You think it's funny that a black...
No,
you saying... I want to be clear.
What's that?
I can't hear the caller.
Would that be okay? Would that be okay?
Are they white?
But
the last time I checked, they ain't white. They're yellow. Are they yellow?
Chinese women. Great. Well, good for him. Well,
they're yellow.
He loves Chinese. So what does it matter?
They ain't white women. They don't care the same. They don't have the same virus and all that.
What are you talking about, viruses?
Who cares about viruses?
You think it's funny? Now you see.
I don't think it's funny at all. I think he's married. I think he needs to be with his wife. I don't think he should be with any other women.
Let me ask you a question. If you follow football at all, what's your favorite sport? You follow football?
Yes, I do.
All right, you follow football. You got a favorite quarterback? If you find out your favorite quarterback is out there and he got a string of polo pony, and you know what I'm talking about, and he's upside down, he got them everywhere. And on a Friday night and a Saturday night, he got those girls in his room, and they're hanging from the ceiling. On Sunday morning, he come out, he play that football game. You don't give a sweet lily white Jesus what he did on Saturday night, as long as that man played football. Now, all of a sudden, Tiger Woods, that makes a difference to you. I don't understand that. But I would tell this. I don't care about what happened to Tiger because I don't want him getting infected with the herpes virus. Let me tell you something. You know, you get herpes, and all you get is a pimple on your ass. The black man get herpes from a white woman, and his brain explodes.
His brain explodes.
His skull.
Brain's exploding.
Right. You don't know that.
I'm telling you, this was anecdotal from some literature that I read.
Exploding
brains were epidemic.
All right, Benny, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Run in Los Angeles.
I think it's interesting. People think this is funny. It's not funny at all.
Ron, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing? Just calling to try to get an understanding of the pastor's reference as far as how white women are. This is what I'm interpreting. He's basically saying that Tiger has been demonized by these white women because he bet with them. So I'm not sure what his basis is. I mean, does he have a scientific background
I'm saying the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy, the Bible tells us here's my take.
I think you're misinterpreting the Bible and just spinning it around to try to prove a point that you just don't have.
Let me ask you a question.
You know, because you know
don't
what?
You find, don't you find it unusual? Don't you find it unusual?
All kinds of crazy things that black women do. I totally disagree with that, dude. There is plenty of.
I didn't say that. A black woman said that.
Plenty of
black women.
There's plenty of Chinese women that do the exact same thing. They just.
How would you know? How would you?
I don't understand where you're coming up with.
How would you?
You're just way off base. You don't have any
young man
background.
I don't think you should be morally judging. You shouldn't be morally judging anybody since you seem to have all this information on what a Chinese woman going to do.
Well, wait a minute.
Or whatever they're going to do.
Anybody. You're doing the exact same thing.
I'm a pastor. I ain't out there flipping Chinese girls around like you are.
Hey,
all right, let's watch. Let's watch it, okay?
You don't morally judge anybody. You don't have that God-given right.
I'm telling you what's in the Bible, and the Bible says if you lay down with a white woman, you're gonna wake up with some kind of a sore on your thigh.
Well, then you know what?
Oh, come on! It doesn't say any
Bible because maybe you're reading the wrong Bible. You're probably reading the Bible you decided.
I got one, two white boys calling in and laughing. They think it's funny that Tiger Woods is gonna lose his soul, to a string of the polo ponies. And at the end of the day,
look. One, I'm not white. I am actually Latino-Americano. Two, Tiger Woods is not going to lose his soul because he's with women. He's going to lose his soul because he basically violated the sacrament of marriage.
vows of matrimony, Pastor.
Sir, I'm a man of God. That string of white women take a lay down with is whiter than a starting lineup at a UCLA Bruins softball game, and I'm a man of God.
Okay, so
whose interpretation of Bobby going to trust, mine or yours?
How would you interpret that?
No, you heard a black woman say that white women will do things a young black girl is too classy to do. You heard a black woman say that. I didn't say that. And I'll tell you right now, a lot of these white women, you know, they let a man, you know what they do? They let a man do that.
How many African-American women do the exact same thing that
Tigers did?
Do you know?
You are in no position to judge anybody. How do you know? And if you know, then you can't judge Tiger because
you're
involved in the same thing.
Let me ask you the same question. How do you know?
Because I'm a pastor. I talk to people every day about their lives, about their sins, about their triumphs. How do I know?
Okay. So you talk
That's like me asking you, how do you know how to speak Spanish? How do you know how to speak Spanish? Oh, you're Mexican? Oh, excuse me.
All right.
Now, look at, sir, you know these white women, they'll let a man do things to them, oh, Lord. You've seen it in the movies, too.
There's plenty of other women.
And that's why these young black men will go with a white woman, because she'll do all that nasty.
They not only
you left them.
Okay. All right.
The basis that African-American men are weak, then, if they do this.
Well, let's not get into to bashing races here, okay?
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are. You are. I don't want anybody else to do it, okay? I don't want
to
get into the...
I don't want to bash, but that's what exactly he is doing. He is bashing by...
All right, but if he's doing that, let's not you do it or me. I'm not criticizing. I'm sorry, Ron. I'm not criticizing you. I'm saying it sounds like...
Oh, look at that. Ron, I'm not criticizing you. You want to jump all over me, right? You want to dump up... You want to act like you're God and you're taking your morning you-know-what all over me. And
I'm just trying to say is if you have comments about white women doing all kinds of stuff, let's not get into... That's your opinion, okay?
My opinion, you heard a young black woman say that white women, you give them enough to give a white woman enough Hennessy on a Friday night, and brother, you better open the windows.
All right, thanks very much.
Anyone.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
I want to make the point. That guy is saying, you know, any woman, and yet he want to judge Tiger Woods. I'm saying, how can you judge Tiger Woods? If you tell me about all these women and everything they're going to do, boy, that guy, he's a Mexican, too. And I find, you know...
What's that got to do with it? You know, everything about you is you know, you claim not to be racial, Pastor, but you've been talking about what white women will do in the bedroom.
If you got stuff in your ear, a black woman brought that up.
All right, so a black woman brought it up, but you're saying nasty this, nasty that, okay?
I'm telling you is this. A young black man going to be interested in a white woman the first time in his life. He got enough money. Well, he can attract any kind of woman he wants. He's going to say, you know what I think I'm going to do? I heard about the grass being greener on the other side, so I think I'm going to take me a walk over in the pasture there and check out all that, you know, that nasty. They're talking about, because I hear they do, you know, the what do the British call the boot, you know, the trunk?
All right, I don't want to get into the specifics of it, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Samantha in Mobile, Alabama. Where is Samantha here? Here is Samantha in Mobile, Alabama. Samantha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fine, thank you.
I have a question. I am a white woman, and I have dated, you know, black men. So are you saying that because I've dated black men that those men are tainted now, that, you know, because I'm white and I'm classy and unfit to date black men?
No, ma'am. I'm saying that I would prefer that a black man not expose himself to that so young. You know, when he lay down with a white woman at the age of a Tiger Woods, there's certain things that are going to happen, you know, physical as well as moral.
Well, what do you mean physical? You haven't said. All you said was that a black man gets a herpes virus from a white woman, his brain explodes in his head.
I said that I had read something. I didn't say his brain explodes. I said his brain swells. There's a difference.
Well, see that's,
so that's what I'm...
There's all kinds of different herpes viruses, number one. Number two...
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
A white woman maybe carried it one time and transmitted it to a black man in one occasion doesn't mean that the white woman is going to transmit herpes to black men all over the country just because they're white. I mean,
well,
black people carry
the literature that I read, Samantha, the literature I read was that if the white woman herpes virus, it See, it mutates when it gets to a black man. It gets into the black man and changes,
but
goes right to the brain.
Why are the only carriers of that disease, sir?
Well, no. But when it comes from a white woman to a black man, the herpes virus goes insane. I'm not saying that the herpes virus goes insane. It goes insane.
What do you mean the herpes virus goes insane?
You got a lot of questions, don't you?
One, regardless whether it comes from a white man, white woman, black man, black woman, Asian, Hispanic,
exactly.
Whatever, it's still the same virus.
Yeah. For instance, what does the literature say about a herpes virus going from a black woman to a white man?
Nothing happens. It's the same thing. In fact, it cures. And this is interesting because if a black woman sends a herpes virus to a white man, it'll cure the white man of any herpes he's got. See, that's what I'm saying.
In my life, heard such crazy talk.
I am quoting the American Medical Association.
Are you telling me that a black woman who gives a white man herpes, it cures him?
It has a regressive effect. That's the term they use. It regresses the disease. In a black man, it'll drive him insane. It'll drive him mad. What's that?
Where can you find this article? Because I'd be really interested.
I'll tell you where it is. American Medical Association Journal in January of 1999. It was written by Dr. Bollinger, William Bollinger. Is it a technical institute in the Midwest? I forget the name of it. He said that when the herpes virus from a white woman to a black man will drive a black man mad. Now, they found a man, and this is all I'm saying. They found a black man, believe it or not, he had been institutionalized, but he was wearing a cape, and he had been running through a park. And when they found out...
Wait, what are you saying?
This man had gone mad because of the herpes virus.
Wearing a cape.
Yeah, he was naked in a cape. Now,
here's my point. Because that happened to one black man, and because one doctor, wrote about it, doesn't mean that that's going to happen to every black male in the United States or anywhere else in the world.
Ma'am, do you understand how crazy? Do you understand how crazy a man got to be to run into the street naked and look and find a cape someplace? I don't know if he broke into a cape store or what, and then runs through Central Park. That is insane.
But what the lady's saying is, how do you know it's going to happen to a lot of black guys?
You want to take that chance? So in other words, what you're going to say to me is, you go ahead, Pastor Rennick, all you black men. You go ahead and sleep with white women, and if you run naked through a park in a cape, well, then I'll believe you. Well, I don't feel like doing that.
Here's my correlation with that. So basically what you're saying is that because a black man has given a white woman like myself, AIDS before, that I should never sleep with another black male, just like,
I ain't talking about AIDS. I'm talking about herpes making a brother wear a cape.
It's the same thing.
Herpes
same
made a brother wear a cape.
All right. Oh, I got to take a break. I appreciate your call. 877. Thank you, Samantha. 877-876-PHIL. And because you have one black male who was institutionalized wearing a cape or whatever, because...
I don't look that up.
Well, look it up. It's in the American Journal. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with the final segment, Pastor William Rennick.
You call me a liar?
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
You lie, I don't lie.
Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Phil, we'll be holding Pastor Rennick over for another few segments. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Rennick joining us on the travails of Tiger Woods and the 11 white women that you, Pastor Rennick, seem to think are at the very heart of this matter.
In the sense that I've been trying to say, Phil, and people have been calling me a racist, I'm not a racist. I'm saying that Tiger Woods is getting involved in something that is almost like this Dr. Hyde show. You've seen that show?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde has the same effect, the black man involved himself with a white woman.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Johnny in Hampton, Virginia. Johnny, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor Rennick. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. First of all, he's not a pastor. He needs to be quiet and listen. Because he's preaching.
Don't tell me, man. I've got a congregation of 1,200 people.
You don't have a right to even talk about Jesus Christ. Moses was married through an Ethiopian. Ham, Noah's son was black. Ham, definition of ham, is a dark-skinned man. You were saying
here comes another brother. He's going to give us the whole African lineage down of the tribes of Israel.
Just be quiet, because you're a clown. You are not a pastor.
I'm not a clown, I'll tell you now. You know Deuteronomy? No, you don't. You don't know Deuteronomy.
Kangaroo got a problem because he's drinking. That's his problem. He got a problem because he's human. There's nothing. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. And you being a pastor out here letting your voice be heard and calling your...
Let me tell you something. If those had been 11 black women, we'd still not know about it. The white women ran their mouths. That's what the problem is.
Imitating the angel of light. You need to read your Bible and study.
I read the Bible, brother. I quoted Deuteronomy to you, man. You ain't quoted nothing to me.
You're like, you know what? I am embarrassed.
You know who this is? This is a janitor that I fired last week. I know who this is. Is this you, ML? Because I fired you last week.
This is the first time I ever talked.
Yeah, I do. I do know you. I fired you last week. You were trying to get into that seven-gen spot that I had.
Phil Hendry.